Welcome back to the Super Motivated Smith Podcast. Today I will be talking about Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A. Now this is the most current situation that's still happening right now as I'm talking, as of August 31st, 2019. So what's all this fuss about Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A? Like, who has the best chicken sandwich or what have you? Now, I know Chick-fil-A has been in business selling chicken sandwiches with the three pickles or the two pickles since 1967. That's approximately 52 years. And how long has Popeyes been in business? Since 1972, which is about 47 years. So Chick-fil-A has been selling this chicken sandwich way longer than Popeyes even thought about it. They even fathomed the thought about selling chicken sandwich, because Popeyes is known for, you know, selling, you know, chicken. So let's state some facts about Chick-fil-A and Popeyes. Popeyes is known for selling chicken legs, drumsticks, thighs, dark meat, white meat, with a whole host of sides. Now, they sell that with the fact of them, you know, putting their Louisiana spices in there and stuff like that to set them apart from Church's, you know, and them other chicken places like Express Chicken, Bush Chicken, or, you know, anybody, mom and pop chicken place. On the other hand, Chick-fil-A has always sold chicken sandwiches since they opened, you know, which means they perfected the chicken sandwich so much that their customers have grew accustomed to their famous chicken sandwich and Polynesian sauce, or Chick-fil-A sauce, people might say. And that sounds so sweet, because I know, like, man, I love a chicken sandwich, especially from Chick-fil-A with their Polynesian sauce and their Chick-fil-A sauce. Just thinking about it makes my mouth water. So I know a lot of people that, you know, will be listening to this. Soon as they hear a chicken sandwich, they think about Chick-fil-A, because they know that Chick-fil-A has been doing this for years. Now, this past month of August 2019, the nation went up into a frenzy comparing Popeyes to Chick-fil-A, saying that Popeyes beat out Chick-fil-A on the sandwiches. And honestly, I almost got convinced to go try some of Popeyes, you know, Popeyes chicken sandwich. But I'm happy I didn't, especially after I, you know, heard about, you know, what they cook in. They use beef fat and soybean oil, you know, to cook their chicken in. And of course, you know, fry their chicken breasts to make their chicken sandwich in. And I know for sure Chick-fil-A don't use that. So I'm not judging who, you know, goes to Popeyes or who eat at Popeyes, but, you know, I'll pass for real, for real. So the point I want to make with this is that if you're a company that's known for fried chicken, then stick to fried chicken and don't try to steal somebody else's business wave. If you can't meet the high demand for your product or good, which basically means Popeye ran out of chicken sandwiches because they only had enough chicken sandwiches or tenders or chicken breasts to make a chicken sandwich with for a certain amount, you know, for that month, which means that Popeye business across the nation all ran out of chicken sandwiches because they couldn't meet the demand, the high demand that social media put them on, which also means with that kind of social media marketing buzz that they got, they couldn't handle the high demand because they didn't have the supply. And if you know supply and demand, you have to have supply to meet your demand. Now, let's say, for example, Popeyes get, let's say, about 1,000 chicken breasts, let's say, per week. And let's say with that demand that they got from the social media, they probably ran through that within hours, because I've just seeing the media, social media, and just seeing the news and just seeing how Popeye's line pretty much wrapped around the corner. They probably sold 1,000 chicken sandwiches within hours, which means they probably don't re-up until, you know, another, you know, 2 weeks or something like that. And they probably didn't put that in the order and didn't expect that many people to, you know, want chicken sandwiches from Popeyes at that particular time. So all the Popeyes across the nation pretty much ran out at the same time. And everybody all upset saying, oh, Popeyes, they ran out, they wrong for that. Popeyes, that's not their specialty. That's Chick-fil-A specialty. Now, while Popeye had a boost in customers, Chick-fil-A also got marketing benefits as well for that, which means customers still went to Chick-fil-A because they were trying to compare the two sandwiches. And a lot of people pretty much said Popeyes, but at the same time, you got to understand Chick-fil-A been doing this since what? Like I said earlier, you know, you got to see how long they've been in business doing this and how long Popeye's been in business trying to sell chicken sandwiches on the side with what they was already, you know, known for selling, you know, baskets or boxes of chicken with sides and stuff like that. Now, at this point, Popeye's across the nation ran out of chicken. How bizarre. And Chick-fil-A is pretty much racking up the customers that Popeye's can't pretty much fulfill no more. They can't fulfill their needs in one chicken sandwich. So now Chick-fil-A are getting extra customers now because Popeye's can't supply chicken sandwiches. And I know for sure Popeye's around the nation has all ran out of chicken sandwiches. So that means that they got to figure out a way how they can get more chicken sandwiches in while they still have some type of buzz. So with that said, the moral of the story is pretty much this: stick to what you know and work on your craft and try not to be someone else, because Popeye showed us that this year. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and I will hopefully do another podcast within the next 2 weeks about something else. All right, thank you.